Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and this is Miriam Meadows. A step into the
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover. That was Marian Meadows right here on the Love Journey. Step a little, step a little. Was you up stepping this morning like I was? I was up here, I was killing the gang, even if it was just in my own mind. All right, let's get ready and enter the presence, the stillness, the oneness, the place where all is good. And as we enter into that inner powerful space, I want us to take a deep breath because there's power in the breath. I mean, sometimes we forget to breathe. And so as we come into this space, this presence of the oneness, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that powerful, great spirit that is known by many, many, many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So in this right now moment, I want you to be intentional about the breath. Family, there's power in the breath. So I just want you to breathe right now. Just be still. Know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Yeah. And know that I am God. Breathe. And as we enter into that space of cleansing, opening up our hearts and bringing in forgiveness, asking the Holy Spirit to come and cleanse our heart right now, God. Come and cleanse and renew the right spirit in us. Come right now, God. Open us up to be renewed and cleared of any beliefs, patterns, and behavior that is no longer serving us. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, right now and download into us your expression of what forgiveness is through us. Remove any sting, any scars, and any pain, and anything that reminds us of being a victim. But that each experience come to invite us to go deeper into love. And so where there's no love, Holy Spirit, I ask you to bring love. Where there's pain, I ask you to bring peace, Holy Spirit. And where there's unforgiveness, I ask you to bring forgiveness, peace, deal. As we bring forth the energy of forgiveness.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
And I just want you to marinate in that idea that you are forgiven. That you have released and let go and allowed yourself to truly surrender to the presence of love with a capital E. Come on, Holy Spirit, and download your energy of love into us right now, God. Thank you for this amazing day, God. And so it is. And so it is.
Sometimes I fail to see you're the reason that I believe. You sacrificed your love for me in spite of all the bad decisions that I make. And this is why I say I will glorify the King, the one that I adore, when no other heart could ever love me more. You magnify your life in me with no regard for all the promises I bring. And this is why I say I will glorify the King.
We glorify, we glorify the Lord.
Glorify the King.
We glorify, we glorify.
And will glorify the King.
All right, good morning, family. Welcome to another experience, another love journey experience. Yeah. Oof. With your daily lover, Janine and Ingram. That was Kim. Glorify the King right here on the love journey. We are ready to read from the Science of Mind, family. Just want to remind you again, guess what? 95.1 FM station will be getting yours truly on Friday, October 5th. I start right after the Tom Joyner Morning Show, family. Yes, yes, yes. I will be on with my co-host, Peyton, from Truth Restaurant, Peyton Wilborn, and Mr. Ricky Hendon. Yes, yes, Ricky Hollywood Hendon. All right, family, to tune in, 95.1. And if you're not in Chicago or you're not in a space where you can listen to the radio, you can download an app on your Play Store, App Store, and it's called Future Vision Entertainment. That's Future Vision Entertainment, and then tune to 95.1 Club Steppin' Family. And you know my favorite music, one of my favorite music is Steppin' Music. Yay! All right, I love what this question is today. How's your thinking today? How is your thinking today? Emma Curtis Hopkins once said, you have a wonderful kingdom of thoughts. Which one reigns right now? The Science of the Mind book on page 115 said, man's outward life is the result of the subjective state of his thoughts. Ooh, there you go again. Today's subject is one of the most fundamental religious science principles. Change your thinking and you change your life. I wonder how many times over the past nearly 100 years our practitioners and ministers have talked about this, taught this, and demonstrated this. Emma Curtis Hopkins, of course, as a New Thought master, taught the same thing. Dr. Johnny Coleman, Emerson, and many people. But her quote, particularly above, struck me as a fresh perspective on a universal truth. All too often, many of us worry about our thinking, which implies a self-criticism. How refreshing instead to acknowledge that we have a wonderful kingdom of thoughts and to imagine one of them coming forth to sit in a high place. For me, at least, it has been a lighthearted practice to identify which of my persistent, recurring thoughts is reigning for the moment. I can depose the false king if I recognize that it is not serving my best interests and highest conduct. An acquaintance of mine who is agnostic claims it's not possible to control his thinking, and that trying to do so is just a form of censorship. In response, I have offered many examples of successfully doing just that myself and consequently improving my life. As for censorship, when we remove political connotations from that word and stay with the original concept, censorship is all about watching for ideas that are harmful or deleterious to well-being. I tell you, these words they be giving us. I can accept that concept of censorship without any qualms about being inauthentic or presenting a false facade. Why should I continue to be ruled by unruly thoughts? For me, it's much better to honor my life with the best thinking I can muster up each day. And I totally agree. Today's affirmation is I choose the best and brightest thoughts to guide my path and enrich my life because all is well. Come on, family. I choose the best and brightest thoughts to guide my path and enrich my life because all is well. I got one better, though. I just love Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein's daily affirmation, I only think the thoughts of God. Isn't that amazing? Can you imagine each day and every day you only have thoughts of God? Thoughts of God thoughts.
Well, family, I wanted to play this. You know, we almost coming to the end of the year. And I just want to remind us, because Reverend Ike in this one reminds us that it's a miracle with our name on it. Somebody got a miracle with their name on it. Are you going to claim it today? Are you going to call forth your miracle today? Somebody got a miracle with their name on it. Will you be calling forth your miracle today? That's what Reverend Ike is talking about in this particular clip. Call forth your miracle today. Call it forth, family. Let's do it.
And I want to talk to you briefly from the subject, God will work a miracle for you. God will work a miracle for you. Isn't it good to know that? And at the very beginning of this message, I want you to put your name on a miracle. Yes. Put your name on a miracle right now. The first thing that you do to put your name on a miracle is to think of the miracle that you need, the miracle that you want. You know, the number one reason why people don't get what they want is because they don't know what they want too many times. And sometimes when people know what they want, they're afraid to even say it. Well, I would like to have such and such a thing, but. Get that but out of the way. I preached a sermon about that once. Get your but out of the way. And I'm talking about the conjunction but, as well as the other one. Get all of the buts out of the way. You see, that's what happened with people. They just butt their miracles away from them. They butt their blessings away from them because they don't say what they want. I say that right now, you and I can put our name on a miracle. I know in my heart the miracle that I want. Is there anybody in this congregation that wants a miracle? If you do, raise your hands and say, I want a miracle. And once again, raise your hands and say, I know the miracle that I want from God. I am naming the miracle that I want from God. I am naming and claiming the miracle that I want from God. You watching by television, name and claim the miracle that you need. If you want to get unhung from your hang-ups of sin and drugs and alcohol, name your miracle. Claim your miracle in Jesus' name. Because God is still working miracles. The text that I shall use today is from the book of Acts. The theologians call it the Acts of the Apostles. But these are not the Acts of the Apostles. These are the Acts of the Holy Spirit. The Acts of the Holy Spirit through the Apostles. You know, if you just open your mind and open your heart, the Holy Spirit will act in you and through you and as you and unhang you from your hang-ups. The 19th chapter of Acts, the 11th and 12th verses. Repeat after me as I shall pause. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So that from his body were brought unto the sick.
Handkerchiefs or aprons,
and the diseases departed from them,
and the evil spirits
went out of them. You may be seated. I read that verse of scripture to let you know that God is in the miracle working business. Say that with me. God is in the miracle working business. I had a lady dispute that once. She said, Reverend Ike, the days of miracles are past. God doesn't work miracles anymore. I said, my dear lady, why is it that you say that the days of miracles are past? She said, because God worked miracles through the apostles. But the apostles are all dead, and miracles died with the apostles. Religious lady. She had her little pamphlets. But her religion taught her that God does not work miracles anymore. That's why you've got to watch religion. I mean, if you're not careful, religion will do you in and will do you out of the miracles that you need. If you're not careful, religion will do you out of the blessings of God that you need. And she insisted again, God does not work miracles anymore today because the apostles are dead and miracles died with the apostles. About that time, I stood up and got my lungs full of holy breath. And I said, Madam, the apostles may be dead. Saint Peter may be dead. Saint Paul may be dead. But God Almighty is still alive. And because he lives, I can have a miracle. Because God lives, you can have a miracle. The miracle working power is not dependent upon any of the apostles who have gone off. But the same Holy Spirit, the same God, the same Jesus, the same Christ that worked in the apostles will work miracles in you and through you and for you right here, right now. A miracle may be defined as an instance of divine intervention. An instance of divine intervention. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, somewhere, sometime, someplace in your life, you're going to need to let God in to do something miraculous for you. And somewhere out there, watching on television right now, there's a man, there's a woman, there's a boy, there's a girl listening to me. You need help. You need a miracle from God. You need help beyond human understanding, beyond human power. And we are here to tell you today that if you believe, God will work a miracle for you. Say with me today, you can have a miracle of salvation. And one good thing about this miracle of salvation, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter how low you have sunk. God's arm is not short that he cannot save. God can reach way down into that hell that you are in. And he can pick you up. And as the old Negro spiritual said, he came all the way down. All the way down, Lord, all the way down, Lord, took my feet out of the way. Now that song means that the power, the presence of God are present with you no matter where you are, no matter if you're at the pig pen like the prodigal son. God's love reaches you at the pig pen. God's love reaches you on Skid Row. And if you accept it within your own soul, it will take your feet out the miry clay. Aren't you glad about that today?
He came all the way down, Lord. All the way down, Lord. All the way down, Lord. He took my feet out the miry clay.
He came all the way down, Lord. All the way down, Lord. He came all the way down, Lord.
He took my feet out the miry clay.
I said he took my feet out the miry clay.
Oh, yeah. He took my feet out the miry clay.
And he placed them on the rock to stay. Everybody stand up and say, he took my feet out the miry clay.
Took my feet out the miry clay.
Don't sit down yet. Can I preach a little bit? Some people need a miracle of salvation because they're stuck. Come on and say yeah. Say yeah. Some of you are stuck in witchcraft. Some of you sophisticated folks are saying, not me, Reverend Ike. I'm not superstitious. Yeah, you're stuck in astrology. Your Pluto is crossed up in your Mars. You stuck too? You need a miracle of salvation. Your Virgo is crisscrossing your sun. In the wrong direction. You need a miracle of salvation.
You know he took my feet out the miry clay.
My feet out the miry clay.
He came
all the way down.
He came
all the way down.
He came
all the way down.
And he took repeat after me before you sit down. You,
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 you
can have a miracle of salvation from God. You who are mixed up in drugs, mixed up in alcohol, stuck in the bad habits of life, you can have a miracle. You can have a miracle. A miracle of salvation. Be seated and let me finish here.
Because he took my feet out.
Yes, God will work a miracle for you to loose you from anything that binds you. You can have a miracle of healing in your soul, in your mind, and in your body, if you believe in the power and the presence of God in you. Yes, and you can have a miracle from God of getting your youth renewed. You don't have to get old and feeble because the world mind has programmed you to get old and feeble. You can have the miracle of eternal youth. And you don't have to die to get in the land where you never grow old. The land where you never grow old is the consciousness of God. Once you know who God is in you and who you are in God, age won't affect you anymore. You will have the miracle of eternal youth. Somebody say the miracle of eternal youth.
Miracle.
Say it again.
Miracle.
God will work a miracle for you. God will work a miracle of success and prosperity for you. Do you know that God didn't put you here to be a flop? God didn't put you here to be a failure? Say that in the first person. God didn't put me here to be a flop. God didn't put me here to be a failure. God intends for you to be a success. God intends for you to be prosperous. In the letter of the Apostle John, the Lord states his intention for his people and says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you might prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." The Master Jesus said, "Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." God didn't put you here to be a failure or a flop. Believe in the Christ in you. Believe in the God in you. Believe God for a miracle of success and prosperity. Right here. Right now. Last of all, and many of you are waiting for this, God will work a financial miracle for you. Let me translate it into simple street vernacular, if you please. God will work a money miracle for you. I want you to touch yourself and tell yourself that in the first person. God will work a money miracle for me. Come on. God will work a money miracle for me. Let me remind you again that a miracle is ready to happen to you. Let's all stand, and Jimmy Wynn, the choir, and the singers, and the congregation of thousands here are going to sing with us, "Hallelujah, Anyhow." Week, don't you? If a problem comes your way, what are you going to do? Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo! Can I shout a little bit? I'm not going to let the mess in the world get me down. I'm not going to let the bad news get me down. Say yeah. I'm not going to let discouragement get me down. I'm going to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let other people's negative opinions get me down. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you say about me. I'm not your opinion anyway. Hallelujah. Anyhow. As the all spiritual says, I'm going through. of you are going through? How many of you are going through today? How many of you know the blessing that God has for you? And you're going all the way. Hallelujah. Anyhow.
Didn't he take us to church today? But I just really wanted you to really hear that there's a miracle still happening in our lives, and there's a miracle with your name on it. This Friday, as we move in through the weekend, I want us to not get caught up in what the seemingly appearances of life is. You know, whatever show up, just go hallelujah anyway. I loved it. It took me back to when I grew up in the sanctified church, y'all. Good morning. Welcome to the sanctified church this morning. And it just reminded me that sometimes we got to be reminded, no matter what the seemingly appearances are, no matter what your bank account, no matter what the physical doctor said, no matter what is going on in your life right now, there's miracles still going on. Pay attention to your miracles. Let the miracles begin. How many of us are really even paying attention to the miracles? Do you often experience synchronicity in your life? Maybe you think of someone, then they call, or the song you were singing in your mind begins to play on the stereo. See, I experience this awesomeness on a daily basis. I call myself a spirit miracle junkie because I love synchronicity. I love miracles. I love when things out of the ordinary start to happen. I made it my mission to release the blocks to the energetic support around me. The more I believe in divine guidance, the more the miracles I begin to experience. Ooh, it's a super blessed way I receive guidance is to repeat me numbers sometimes. Sometimes I see 1111 show up in many unique ways, my computer screen, on my clock, on address, and I intuitively see this moment as a sweet wink from the heavens, from the universe. God is winking at me right now, reminding me that I'm being guided, that I'm never alone, never alone. That's my philosophy. See, as a spirit junkie, we believe that we can frequently see numbers and you're receiving a message to recalibrate your consciousness and your intuition. And what I love about being a spirit junkie or a spirit miracle junkie is that God is always, always giving us signals and signs. And it's so powerful because God speaks to us in our own love language. That's even more powerful. You see, what's amazing about our God is he chooses our own love language. He got a special love language he speaks to me in, which is music, his books, signs, numbers. And I love it. I love to receive these messages. It's powerful. So amazing to respond to them. Rather than just chalk these moments up to just a coincidence, I choose to witness the guidance and respond. Each day when I have an encounter with a certain miracle, I recite a prayer out loud. I say out loud to the internal guiding force inside me, thank you for reminding me that you will never leave nor forsake me. Father, Mother, God, that you are always present in my life to guide me. Show me what you got, Holy Spirit.
Because I could easily breeze past those moments of divine guidance, but I choose to use them as spiritual clues to tune in and connect to the energy that's in me, around me, as me. And when I'm tuned in, connected, I expect the miracle. Y'all remember that song when we was growing up? Some of y'all grew up in them sanctified Baptist churches like I did. Looking for a miracle. Y'all remember? I expect the miracle. I look for my miracle. See, divine guidance is always available to me all the time. In fact, the first step is to stop questioning the synchronicity of my life. And when you question it, you weaken the power in the moment. Rather than flip out about the coincidence, choose to honor the miracle. Thank you, God. Pay attention to the moments of synchronicity. Thank you, God. The next step to creating more synchronicity and flow is to strengthen your faith in miracles. Somebody I'm talking to today. See, somebody I'm calling your name got your miracle on it today. Something is about to happen, and it's about to take place, and it's going to happen with somebody on this line. And I want to remind you that negative self-talk, that it's too good to be true mumble-jumble, even weakens your desire. I want you to rev up your faith and start to affirm that you believe you are a miracle worker. And miracles are coming to you each and every day in every way. The more you let go of disbelief and focus on the belief system of faith, the more you can experience this divine guidance. See, faith in miracles clears the space for divine guidance to show up and show out, show up and support you. And once you believe in this guidance, it's time to pay attention. Spiritual guidance comes in many forms. Maybe you witness guidance through repeated numbers or feel a strong intuition or you experience a ton of synchronicity. There are all kinds of ways to tap into the divine. Yes, the divine. This is a juicy and delicious energetic expression. Still not sure? Check out these examples of spirit guidance. Spirit connects through people. You ever notice those moments when you're thinking of someone and they call, text, or email? This is a great example of spirit energy at work. Regardless of how physically far you may be from someone, you can trust that your spiritual connection is always stronger. And when you are thinking about someone, you can surely assume they will feel it vice versa. Let me tell you something. Have you ever been on the phone with someone and they called you at the right time, or you called them and it wasn't what you expected, but it sure was a blessing because they just soared your spirit up? Sometimes I get a phone with people and I ain't just thinking I'm calling just to say, hey, I love you. And before you know it, we praising God in our own way. Our spirits are lifted and our spirits are getting high, and we feel every cell in my body is tingling. That's God connecting through us. See, connecting to spirit always comes through a strong feeling, intuitive feeling. When I connect through my intuition, I get a strong hit about something. I hear an inner dialogue that is loud and authoritative. There's no question in my intuition is strong. The way you can strengthen that still small voice, that intuition, is to take it seriously. Pay attention to the intuitive spark and listen when it comes through. Maybe jot down your intuitions in a note, repeat it out loud to yourself, but don't rush past and instead honor your intuition and fully take it in. You see, spirit connects through us. Visual clues, technology, numbers. My 1111 encounters are great examples of how spirit will remind me of my guidance. You may experience spiritual connections through your phone, your computer, your stereo, through a song, through someone, through a sign, but often the lights in my home go on and off. Sometimes I take this as a nod from the angels, from the spirit guides, and I pay attention that you're being guided. And once you're aware of spirit's connection, you can surrender to the divine guidance. The first step to working with divine guidance is to be open to receiving it. Begin today by paying attention to the ways that spirit is connecting to you. Then practice the following steps to deepen your miracle mindset and awareness of spirit. Practice non-interference. Working with divine spirit guidance is like playing with your juicy, delicious inner magic. I want to emphasize this. Don't mess around. Connecting to the flow of the universe is our birthright. It's not some secret trick. Mm-mm. Try your best not to interfere with the natural order. Instead, pay attention to the intuitive guidance and take spiritual aligned action. Two, patience is the universe. it's so important to trust the Spirit has a better plan than you do. Let me say that again. I'm saying it to myself, really, because sometimes I feel like, God, I'm going to take this back in my hand because I want to move it right now. And then I have to be reminded that God got a better plan than I do. God can see the bigger picture than I can. And so I want to rush it through. So I have to learn sometimes how to be patient, because it's important to trust the Spirit has a better plan than I do. Enjoy the synchronicity, the flow, and let go of outcome. Stop being married to how it should show up. Connections may speed up, signs may come in, but you have to allow the spiritual process of flow to occur. Don't rush the process, Janine. Don't rush it. Let the universe do its thing. I have to tell myself that all the time. I got to be still and know. That's the third one. Be still and know that I am God. It's just something about saying that out loud that stills my inner voice, that calmness has come, a peace comes upon me, dear. I know that I'm God. You see, in the stillness, I receive guidance. In the more cultivated, serious time for contemplation, the stillness is this easier way for me to hear Spirit's call. When I get nervous or anxiety about a particular situation, I get still and know that God, I am God. One way you can do it is by practicing your stillness, meditation, yoga, whatever brings you into that space. And let me tell you, there's no bigger, more amazing way to let God know, no more powerful way of prayer than to say thank you. This is it right here. Gratitude is your only attitude when you connect into Spirit, the universe, and divine Spirit God. Say prayers throughout the day, thanking Spirit for guiding you to exactly what you need. Thank God for sending you right here to the love journey this morning, letting you know that you got a miracle with your name on it this morning. Thank God for Janine in your life. Come on, y'all. This gratitude will strengthen your faith in miracles and enhance your relationship to guidance around you. And finally, listen. Listen. Listen for guidance. Pay close attention to what comes through and do not edit. Just be present with the message you receive. Listen and take spiritually aligned action. This is an awesome day. This is the day that God said your miracle is waiting on you right now. God got your name on this miracle. And we're calling it forth right now. You heard Reverend Knight. Do you still believe in miracles? And so as we move through this day, I just want you to stop and just say, thank you, God, for the name, for the miracle that got my name on it. Come on, family. Thank God for the miracle that's got your name on it this morning. Your healing has got your miracle healing today. Whether it's in the physical body, whether it's in your finances, what, no matter what. And if you can't remember a miracle in your life, remember all the miracles that took place in the Word. Y'all remember that song, right? I'm looking for a miracle. And I expect the impossible, right? Come on, family. Today, the miracle has your name on it. That's my message for today, family. I'm about to get out of here. I got to go to a training. And I'm just super excited that you came today to hear your miracle. Reverend Knight said, it's a miracle with your name on it. You heard it. I took you out of church with Reverend Knight this morning, then I took y'all back to church. All right, family. I just want to say I really appreciate you. And I want to remind you that on October 5th, guess what? 95.1 right here in Chicago, Illinois. Right here, Club Stepping, Janine and Ingram. Right after the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Yes, yes. And guess what? You know what's interesting about that? So some of you may not relate, but some of you in Chicago will. Herb King's birthday is October 5th. Isn't that interesting? I get to start my new radio show on air on 95.1 on her kid's birthday. I think that's a miracle, and I think that's a wink from God, and I think that's a wink from her kid, saying, Janine, you got everything you need. I gave you all that I had inside of me. Now go forth and take it. I'm talking about a radio legend, someone who's been in the industry for over 70 years. Herb Kent, call forth your energy, thanking you today for that miracle and that wink. I think that's a wink from God, family. And if you're not in the Chicagoland area, you can download it on your app store. Yes, from your app store. And it's called Future Vision Entertainment. Let me say that again. Future Vision Entertainment. And you listen, tune in to 95.1. Right after the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Janine and Ingram. Yes, Lady Love, Love Goddess, 9 to 11. All right, family. We got lots of things going on. This is a great weekend. I want you to have a phenomenal, amazing, love-filled, joy-filled weekend and know that there's a miracle with your name on it. All right, family. Remember, your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And remember, family, choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, don't just dream your God-sized dreams, but live them. Live them, family. Live them. And I don't know, I feel like a little third world. Who feel like a little third world with me this morning? Now that we found love, what are we going to do with this? Yes, now that we found a miracle, what are we going to do, family? What are we going to do? All right, see you on Monday morning, right here on the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram.